We'll start from the Mishnah on Chaf Chedem and Aleph. So Hamevi get. So this is a shliach who's bringing a get on behalf of the Baal. V'inicho zakein ochole. He left the Baal when the Baal sent the get. The Baal was either old or sick. Noten la bechezgat shehu kayam. Right. So he gives the get to the woman, assuming that the husband is still alive. We don't worry about the fact that he passed away in the interim, and he shouldn't give the get. Bat Yisrael nesua the kohen. Bat Yisrael is married to a kohen, so she's only entitled to get access to truma, to eat truma, because of her marriage to the kohen. Balach balal midinat hayam, and then her husband goes traveling overseas. Ochelet v'truma bechazkat shehu kayam. Again, she eats truma with the underlying assumption that her husband is still alive, because we say hemad davar al chazkato, meaning that we leave whatever the status of the object when you left it. We say leave that object; it retains its chazaka. Now, hashaleach chatato mimedinat hayam, someone who sends in to the mikdash a chatat from overseas, makriven ota bechazkat shehu kayam. Again, we assume since he sent it when he was alive, we assume again hemad davar al chazkato, and therefore we assume that he's alive, and therefore they can bring the chatat, because if the owner was to pass away, it would be a chatat shemetu baleha, which goes lamita and is not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. So the underlying assumption in all three of these cases is that the husband or the sholeach is still alive. Now, Amar Rava. Rava qualifies this. Lo shanu, they only learned this, ela zokein shlo higia ligvurot. Depends what age we're talking about here. If he left when it was a zakein shlo higia ligvurot. Gvurot is, right, from the pasuk, right, until 80 years old. So if he left him before he was 80 years old, then we assume he's still alive. And if he left him sick, we assume that he got better, because most sick people become healthier but get better. Aval, zakein shehigia legvurot, a zakein that's already 80 and above, right, vigoseis, and someone who's on his deathbed, then we assume shrov gosim lemita alo. Because of Goseis, we assume that Rov Gosim Lemita. In those two instances, we say either because of his age, he's beyond the age where we can assume that he will be alive. And number two is the Goseis, and on a deathbed, we assume that he died. So in those instances, the Chazaka does not stand. Right? The Chazaka that Hemed Davar al Chazkato, there is no such Chazaka. Once you're over 80 years old, or you're on your deathbed, there's no Chazkas Chaim at that point in time. So now, Eit Ve Abaye. So Abaye asked him, Hamevi get, v'enicho zakein. He brings a get, if a brisa, he brings a get, and he left him when he was old. Afilu ben mea shana. Even if he's 100 years old. Right? Notin la b'chezka shu chayam. When he left him, he was alive. So then he retained the chazaka of being alive. So this is a big problem. This is a question on Rava's position to Yufta. Right? Because you have a brisa that's explicitly against Rava's position that over the age of 80, you no longer have a chezka chayim. V'ba'itayim, and there are those that say it's not a tiyufta for Rava, came into iflig, meaning that the brisa specifically used 100 years old, and not by chance, not per chance, because since he lived to such an unusual age of 100, then we can assume that he's going to live on, you know, indefinitely at that point in time, because most people didn't live to 100. It was such an unusual circumstance that we then believe that it had made chazkato b'chayim. But if it was between the age of 81 and 100, then Rava says no, since that normally people die in that range of time, he does not have a chezkat chaim. So if he sends it before 80 or 100 and above, then he has a chezkat chaim. If he sends it between 80 and 100, then he doesn't have a chezkat chaim, because most people pass away in that duration of time. Now, I will point out over here that Rashi makes a very, very unusual statement here. Rashi says, Aval ben 81 o yoter ad 90 karuv mamutu. In that, the way I would have read the Gemara is that there is until 80, 80 to 100, and then 100 and above. Rashi, for some reason, says, ben 81, between 81, v'yoter ad 90, until 90, you're karuv mamutu. But already, once you enter your 90s, you're already near 100. I don't know why Rashi cut it off at 90 instead of 100. The Gemara says, ben me'ashana. So it's just interesting that Rashi writes ad 90 instead of ad me'ah, like the Gemara has over here. All right. Rami le Abaye the Rabbo. So Abaye said, we have a stira. It's none. I maybe get, v'nicho zokein ocholeh, noten la b'chezkat shu kayam. That's our Mishnah, right? That he gives it with the chazaka that she's alive. V'reminu, we have a problem. Harei ze giteich, sha'achat kodem lemitato. says, this is your get, but it will only become effective 1 hour before I die. Asura le'achol b'truma miyad. Right away, we say that she can't eat truma. So assuming this is an eshet kohen, the only reason she's entitled to truma is because she's married to the kohen. The kohen says, this is your get, 1 hour before I die. So now we say to her, you can't eat truma anymore because he may die the next hour. If he dies the next hour, then you inappropriately ate truma now because you were already divorced. So we worry. So in this case, right, we see that our Mishnah says we don't worry about death, and we say that it's cheskas chayim. Over here, we say we do worry about death. We worry about the husband dying, and therefore she would be also to eat the truma. So how come? That's the v'riminhu. So amalei truma gitin karamit? What you're bringing a steer between truma and gitin? They're different categories. Why? Truma efshar, get lo efshar. Truma, there's an alternative. I mean, if we say to her, don't eat truma, when we go to chumra and say, don't eat truma, then she can eat chulin. I mean, she has an alternative of what she can eat. In the interim, so we say, we'll be choshesh lemita, and say, don't eat truma because you can eat chulin. By the get, what's alternative over here? If we say we're choshesh the get, then we're going to end up creating an aguna, right? Because we're going to create a woman who's not sure if she's divorced. And that's not a viable solution to leave a woman in a status of aguna. So in order not to place a woman in a status of aguna, we say that it's bechezkat chayim. So the Gemara says, well, virami truma truma. Okay, so if you say truma and gittin are different, I have a stira in truma itself. Tznan, we have a mishnah, bat yisrael and nesuela kohen. Right, a bat yisrael was married to a kohen, right, this is the next piece of our mishnah. V'halach bala l'midinat hayam, ochelet v'truma bechezkat shu kayam. So our mishnah again says that we're not choshish l'mita, even when it's talking about truma. V'raminu, harizeh gitech, sha'achat kodem mitato. So he brings the other brisa again. Right, this is a get, sha'achat kodem mitato, asur lechol b'truma, miyad. Right away. So here we have one case of truma in our mishnah which says we're not choshish l'mita. And in our brisa over here it says we're choshish miyad. We worry about him dying and therefore she can't eat truma anymore. So Amar Rav Ada, Rav Rav Yitzchak, Shani Hatam. Sheir Asra Lav, Sha'achat kodem mitato. So now, Rav Ada Bar Rav Yitzchak, I'm going to say right off the bat that this is not a great answer. And Rashi pointed out that it's an answer is dachuk, and that the Gemara does this. Tosfos pointed out that the Gemara does these things. They answer, and they know they're going to ask a question on it right away. So he says, well, it's a difference. In our case, in the Mishnah, what are you saying? We're worried about him dying, right? So we say we're not worrying about people dying. Over here, in the case of Truma, right, by the Braisa, that's a case where we're worried about him being alive still, because it's an hour before he dies. So worry about him being alive, we do worry about. But you're going to ask me, and this is the problem with the answer, is, okay, still means the only way he's going to be usur is if he dies, it's the hour before he dies. So even though he's still alive, she's asura when he's alive, it's only because he's going to die. We're worried about him dying. And that's the Gemara's next question, the next series in the Gemara. So Gematki Flavra Papa, Mimai, Diyu Mayit Vareisha. I mean, what do you mean? How do you know, meaning that, if you're worried when he's still alive, what do you mean we're worried about it? Who says that he's going to predecease her? Dilma ihi maita bereisha. Maybe she will die first. So what do you mean we're not choshesh lemita? We worry about him still being alive. That all assumes that he's going to die first. That's not necessarily the case. So that can't be the solution to the steer between the Braita and the Mishnah. Ella, amrabai lo kasha, harabi meir de lo chayesh lemita, harabi yehudo de chayesh lemita, tzmachlok es tanoim, whether we're choshesh lemita or not. Now, underlying the Gemara's assumption here is that when we say choshesh, it means for anything. Do we worry about the unknown or the possibility of something happening? So Rabbi Meir says we're not choshesh for something possibly happening. And Rabbi Yehuda says we are choshesh for something happening. Where do we have that? We had this in the Tosef that we brought before, the Tanya. Alokeach yaimi ben akutim. Someone who purchases yain from the kutim. Omer, and it's either, we saw over there, it's either because he doesn't have kelim to use, or it's because it's Shabbos. Omer, shneish lugim shaniyati lafri shari in truma. Two lug that I'm going to take off in the future will be truma. Asara maser rishon. 10 will be maser rishon. Tisha maser sheni. 9 of them will be maser sheni. Umechal, according to Rashi, that means that he redeems them. According to Tosfos, means that he begins to drink. Vishoteh, miyad. And then he can drink right away. You know, even though he hasn't separated them out, and he'll only take them off after Shabbos, nevertheless, he can eat this, and we see the mafreya, it works. So, right, Tivrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no problem. Why? Because Rabbi Meir doesn't worry about Shemi Yivaka Anot. He doesn't worry about the fact that maybe the flask or the barrel will break, and then later on he won't be able to separate the Trumas and Maestros, and then the Mafreya would have been eaten for him. So we see that Rabbi Meir is not Choshesh Shema. Maybe something will happen. So to here, he'll be the author of our Mishnah, who says, what? We don't worry about Shema Mita. Maybe the husband will die. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Those three Tanoim are Oser. Why are they Oser? Because Shema Yivaka Hanot. Because maybe the flask with the bowel break, and then he'll end up eating a Tvalim, the Mafreya. So you see, they're Choshesh that something might happen, that Shema Yivaka Hanot. So too over here, they'll be the author of the Brisa that says Shema Yamut. Maybe this guy will die, and therefore she will be Oser and Truma, right, an hour before that, and therefore we tell her, don't eat Truma, Miyad. From now on, don't eat Truma. So that's Abai. Abai's solution to the stira is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says we don't worry about maybe something will happen. Rabbi Yehuda says we do worry about maybe something will happen. And Rava gives a more famous answer. Rava Amar, that Gemara in Sukkah and Gemara in Yevamos and other places mentions that Shema Meit Lo Chayshinan, Shema Yamut Chayshinan. Right? So we don't worry Shema Meit. Maybe he did die. Right? We don't worry that maybe that Shema Meit, that we don't say. But Shema Yamut, maybe he will die, that we do worry about. Right? So now, if you worry about, in our case in the Mishnah, right, we don't worry about him being dead. We left him alive. We don't worry, Shema Meit, that he died. That we don't worry about. But what we do worry about is Shema Yamut. Maybe you will die, because in the end, everybody does die. Right, and so there's Shema Yamut. We will be Choshesh that Shema Yamut, that maybe he will die. And that will differentiate between these two cases. This case, the case from the person who's Lokeach Yayim Ben Akutim, this node is a case of what? The Shema Yamut. Maybe he will die, right? Because maybe the flask will break. Maybe the barrel will break. So that's a case of Shema equivalent to Shema Yamut. Who? Uplige. And nevertheless, we still see there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And you just said, what? That there's no, this is not a machlokas. It's not subject to machlokas. Everybody agrees, Shema Meit Lo Chayshina, that you will die, that he died, right? In the past tense already, we don't worry about. Shema Yamut. Maybe you will die, right? We say, everybody agrees that we're Choshesh. But over here, we see that Rabbi Meir, in the Braisa of Alokeach Yayim Ben Akutim, says, Shema it doesn't worry about Shema Yibaka Anot, something that will be in the future, Shema Yamut, so he's not worrying about it. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Midiskatra, I'm sorry, Midiskarta, shiny node, the Efshar, the Master, the Shomer. So he says, no, a node's different, a flask is different, because you can give it over to a Shomer to ensure that it doesn't break, meaning that you can make extra efforts to ensure that it won't break. In person, in terms of dying, you can't make extra efforts not to die, meaning that that's a natural process which in a person dies. So Matif Lover of Masharshia, Arveich Arva Tzorich, says what? Your guarantor needs a guarantor? I mean that, who says that the Shomer having it is going to make it any different? The Shema Yibaka node is that maybe by accident it'll happen, explode. Just because it's with the Shomer doesn't mean it won't happen. Or just by, who says the Shomer is going to do a better job than you? Why does that solve the problem? Ella, so he says, Ella Amarava Shema Meit Lo Chayshinan. Everybody agrees that we don't worry about him being dead, that he already died, right? Shema Yamut, maybe he will die. That is a machlokas tanoim. Tnaihi, that's machlokas matanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Shema Meit says that he's dead already. So we say no. We say Hemeit. The person bechezkato that he is still alive, right? So we assume when he give the get or something like that he is still in the status of being of the living. Shema Yamut means maybe he will die in the future, and that we do worry about, meaning that everybody does die, and in the future we worry about that person will die at some point in time, and so therefore at any given moment we have to worry that he will die in the future, and that my future might be an hour from now, might be years from now, so that will be. Well, it's fine. Shema Yamut is okay. He might, even if he will die in the future, that doesn't mean his get's not good, as long as the get got there while he was still alive. Right? So you want him to get there when the get is still alive. So we say, maybe he will die in the future. True, he might die in the future, but that, as long as the get got there when he was still alive, it's a good get. Even though he may die in the future, we worry that he'll die in the future. But as long as we don't assume that he's dead right now, then it's a good get. All right, so look, if you look at the Rashi, the top Rashi, Shema Meit Lo Chayshinan, Tukmina Anachazaka, Shenichu Chai, right, that we place him in the chazakah that he left when she was alive. V'gabi kohen shalach l'medinat yam kevin shlo girsha, since he didn't divorce her, in an eseret. There's no reason to believe that she's asur. Elim in kain mate, unless he died. And we don't assume that somebody is dead. Right, because so, the chazaka is not ruined by that fact. If you die in the next minute, that doesn't change the chazaka that when right now you're still alive. I mean, the chazaka is not impacted by the fact that you will die in the future. So your chazaka being alive is not affected by the fact that you will die because of shema yamut, because the get is a problem when you are still alive. Okay? Right now, Hashaleach chatato mi medina tayam. So now the Gemara says, Vabinat smicho. What about, don't you have to do smicha on the karban chatat? So Amar Rav Yosef, b'karban nashim. We're dealing with a woman who sent the karban. And we know that, v'samach, it says there, darbeo b'nei Yisrael v'samach, b'nei Yisrael somchim v'im b'nei Yisrael somchot. That only men are required to be somech, and not women. Right, there's a machlokus in the Gemara, whether women have, it's a reshus, that they're entitled to still do it, or they're not allowed to do smicha. But Papa Amar, no, it's a case that he sent a chatas ha'of, right? It's a case where he sent a chatas ha'of, and a chatas ha'of does not require smicha, vitricha, and we need all the cases in our Mishnah. Di yashminun get mishum delo efshar, right? We would say the reason by get that we say it works, and we say hemed achai b'chezkato, is because there's no other way to do it. Otherwise, we're going to leave this woman in aguna. Ava truma defshar, truma, we can say we choshe, she's dead, and let her eat chulin. Emalo, we would say not. So that's what the Mishnah comes on and says, no, even by Truma, we say that as a chazak, he's alive. V'yashamin on Truma, the zimin delo efshar. There's times where it's not possible for her to make do without it, I guess, and there's times that she's really needs parnosa. Avachata ta'of, misveika lo le'el chulin la'zara. But when we're talking about achata ta'of, to bring chulin to the azara, misveika, who's going to allow that? So Kamash Malan and all these intzricha that we need all in all these instances we say that we assume that the person who sent them, the Shaleach, is still alive, and we hamed chai b'chezkato, and we can proceed either, again, in all these cases, either give the get, eat the truma, or bring the karban chatatof. Just point out here that we know, we've seen it a number of times, so on Nozir, especially in Nozir we saw this, that a chatatof is the one korban that is brought, the chatat is brought ala safek. It's brought even when there is a Suffolk. So why over here is the Gemara saying by Chata Ta'of that we need a Chazaka that he's still alive? Maybe if he's not, you know, meaning even if he's still alive, let him bring it, because what are we worried about? Worried about making a Chulan La'azara, right? We bring a Chata Ta'of Misveka. So Tosfos says, very interesting line over here, that Tosfos says that even though Chata Ta'of is Bala Suffolk, he says that Yishlomer the Adamat Smo B'dinu Shemei B'Ala Suffolk Yidei Torat Smo. A person who needs to take care of himself to discharge an obligation will bring a chatas of misafek. Aval hocha l'shliach in lavi chulun azara misafek. A shliach doesn't have the need to bring something misafek, meaning that there's nothing, he's not trying to discharge any obligation for himself. So therefore, he shouldn't put himself in a position where he would be possibly bringing chulin liazara because chatas of is baala safek. So it's a concept of the case like en adam choteve lo. Or this idea that in omrin l'adam chatei k'dei shiyizkei chavercha. Meaning that if it's for the person himself, then we say, go ahead and bring the chatas of misafek, because even if it's kolam azari, you're trying to discharge an obligation. We say the benefit outweighs the right, the detriment. But if it's a shliach that's bringing it, the shliach has no benefit in bringing the chatas of misafek. It doesn't do anything for him. So we're not going to tell him, bring kolam azari of misafek in case to take care of the other individual. All right, then Tosfos over here, there's a very large Tosfos on smichat nashim, right, and just discusses that don't we know in general that smicha is not ma'akev? So why do we have to say that it's smicha's nashim here? Why don't we just say that the person sends it and he doesn't do smicha? Right? So that Tosfos says, first of all, avagav the smicha lo ma'akva, even though smicha in general is not ma'akev, mikom makom ein lasot below smicha lechatchila. You shouldn't do it without smicha lechatchila, you should do smicha. So we're not going to let you do that. And then in addition to that, the Tosfos says, later on in this Tosfos, that if you can do smicha, the hacha kevin shiachol akay mitzvah smicha shivyenu hu atzmo in laso below smicha. That Tosfos says that when there's an instance where you can do smicha, We don't allow you to not do smicha. I mean, that's only when it's impossible for you to do smicha, we say go ahead and do it and say smicha's not akva. But if you have the opportunity to do it yourself, you could have done it yourself and do smicha, then we don't allow you to send the shliach to do it without smicha because you could have done smicha. And the fact that you could have done smicha, we won't say that smicha is enim akva. We say you must do the smicha. That's Tosfos over here discusses. He does other iterations of that, but those are the major points of what Tosfos is after over here. All right. Mishnah, the next Mishnah. Shloshu dvarim amar Rabbi Lazar ben Prata lifnei chachamim vekeimu et dvarav. So three things that Rabbi Lazar ben Prata said, and the chachamim, right, established or kept, said that he was correct in these instances. Al ir shikifa karkum, a city that's laid siege to, ve'alas fina miturefet bayam, a boat that is under duress, right, in the sea, v'yotze lidon, and a person is going out to be judged. Shehein b'chezkat kayamim. All of these instances, we assume everybody is still alive. We assume everybody in the city is under siege is alive. Assume that the boat makes it, right? It's under duress. And in the last case, you'd say they don't. We assume that he's not killed in this case. Shehein b'chezkat kayamim. Vav'ir shekav shah karkum. A city where the siege, right? The siege burst through into the city, you know, broke into the city. Then v'sfina she'avda b'yam, a boat that capsized, right? V'ayotze l'hareg. And a person already was judged to death, and now he's been taken out to be executed. They have a status of both being alive and dead. If we don't know what their outcome is, then we assume they're both alive and dead. Bat Yisrael Kohen, Bat Kohen Yisrael lo tochal b'truma. I mean, that's the chumrah. Right? For a Bat Yisrael to a Kohen, we assume that he's dead, and therefore she can no longer eat truma. And a Bat Kohen Yisrael, we assume he's alive, and therefore she can't go back to her father's house to eat truma, because we assume she's still married to the Yisrael. Okay, so Amar of Yosef. When we're talking about over here that Ayotze Lidon, Vayotze Lehareg, what type of court system are we discussing over here? Right, so Amar Yosef, Lo Shana El Bezdin Shel Yisrael. We're talking about a Jewish court system. Aval Bezdin Shel De Chachavim, came in the Gamer Le Dina Le Katla, Miktal Katli Le. But it was a non-Jewish court system, then we assume once he was judged for death, he is dead. All right. So as opposed to a Jewish court system where even when he's being taken out to be executed, we don't assume he's dead. If a non-Jewish court system, if they're taking him out to be executed, we assume he is dead. Right? And that's because of the general principle, what? That Shema, right, we always try to find a schus for the Ne'erag, or for the person who's going to be killed, right? That the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses how they used to send a horse along with them, they had the flags, and they used to be, say, if somebody had the Melamed Schus on him, that they would hold him up. I mean, that the Beis Din Shel Yisrael tries to be Melamed Schus. So I'm going to say, Beis Din Shel Ovdei Chachamim, Nami, the Mekabalei Shochta. What do you mean? Maybe the non-Jewish Beis Din, they'll be bribed. How do you know that when he's just going out to be executed, that he's going to for sure die? They could, in the interim, he could bribe them and get out of the situation. So I'm going to say, Kishaklei Mikami Delachtum Purse Shinamag. Right. When do they accept bribery? That's before the Gemar Din, before they sign on the, right, on the decree, on the death, you know, on the death warrant. Before they sign on the death warrant, then they can be bribed. Lavatar de michtam pursei shnamag, but after they've already signed on the death warrant, lo shakle. They're not willing to accept, right, they're not willing to accept bribery. So that's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns that pursei shnamag is psaktin, once they give the psaktin. Tosus brings the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that a Porsei Shinamag is the Dayan Gadol Shalahem, the big honcho. Right, so that's only, right, before the big honcho signs, they can be bribed to change their mind. But once the big honcho signs on it, they can't be bribed to change their minds. All right, so now Meitavei. We have another Mishnah Braisa that is problematic for Rav Yosef's statement. Koma kom shiamdu shinayim. So any place, says Mishnah in Sanhedrin, any place where two people show up, v'yomru me'idim anu et ish ploni, shenigmar dino b'veitino shel ploni b'ploni, uploni, I'm sorry, shel ploni, uploni uploni edav. Right, so he goes, these two edim show up, and they say, this individual was already had a gemar din, sucked in another beis din, that he should be put to death. And these are his edim. Harizei yareg. This new beis din puts him to death based on the testimony of these edim. Well, so what do we say? Why don't we say that Shema, the first Beis Din, found the schus for him? So why do we assume that just because these Edom show up here and they say, well, there's a psak din of the Beis Din Yisrael, that then he goes to death, right? Why not say maybe the Beis Din found him a schus? Just like over here in our Mishnah, we're saying maybe he's still alive. So Gemara says, Dilma Boreach Shaini. maybe someone who runs away, right, is different. I mean, that he is lost his cheskas kashrus, or he's lost his ability to have people look out for his well-being because he ran away. Since he ran away already, we assume that he is really, you know, due to die, basically. All right, so Tashma. Shama mi Beis Din Shel Yisrael Shayu Omrim. He hears from, a person hears from a Beis Din Shel Yisrael Shayu Omrim, Ish Ploni Meit. This person died. Ish Ploni Nerag. This person was killed. Yasiu Et Ishto. They can marry his wife based on that statement. Mikuman Tart Trasin Shel Ovde Kochavim. If you hear it from the, I don't know, the Beis Din or the, either the executioner or the Beis Din, depending. Rashi says the executioner. We have the other Rishonim mentioned that possibly the Beis Din. I think the Tosos Reed has a different gear. So Beis Din shall go up the Chavim. If you hear it from the non-Jewish, Ish Ploni Meit, this person died. Ish Ploni Ne'arag, or he was killed. Aisu Yitishto, you cannot marry his wife on this. So my mate, Umay Ne'arag, what does it mean that he died? And what does it mean that he was killed? Ilema Meit Meit Mamash, that when he died, it means he literally died. Ne'arag means Ne'arag Mash, he was killed. And what's the difference between Meit and Ne'arag? That has to do with why he was punished. Meaning that Beis Din can execute a person in two different ways. There's the Arba Mitot Beis Din, that's called Neherag, Ayudei Beis Din. But there's also Beis Din, when someone violates or is a serial violator, then Beis Din can be Kontinot El Dekipa. Right? They can put him into jail, and he can die in jail. So that's Mace versus Neherag. So if remaining that he literally died, and he was Neherag, Mamash, so the Kavatei Gabayov de Kachavim, so then why, when he hears it from the non-Jewish, either executioner or Beis Din, why can't they marry his wife off based on that testimony? Then anybody who's talking, right, just in a casual conversation, then they are believed. Meaning that if we're not specifically asking for information from a non-Jew, right, then if he's speaking in a regular conversation, then if you overhear that conversation, you can believe that, and they may see it ishto. I mean, that we have that in the Gemara Yevamot, that a filo over the kochavim, we can marry off that woman. Right, it's, even Obi Kuchum is good testimony that the husband died. So over here, he's Messiah Lefitumo. So why can't they be believed? Elalav, what must be the case? Mate is Yotzelamut. He's been taken out to be killed. Venerag Yotzelayareg. Viktani, but based in Israel, Yasiyat Ishto. And in a based in Israel, it says that you should marry off his wife. So that's against the way Rabbi Yosef sets up our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef sets up our Mishnah in a case where it's a based in Shel Yisrael. And it says when he's going out to be executed, that we don't assume he's dead. Yet this right, so seems to indicate that we do assume he's dead. The Gemara says, no. The Olam, Mate Mamash, Nerag Mamash. Oh, no, it's really that he's already dead, and he's already been killed. And that's what they're speaking about. But so that's why we understand Beis Din Shel Yisrael. We understand why in that instance you believe them, because they're the Beis. Beis Din said he was killed. That's it. It's done. But Kamat Kabatei Gabayu Chachamim Amai Lo. So you said, why by the Beis Din of Ogechamer, the executioner, do we say we don't believe them? Hakaimelon, Duchom Mesiach, Levitumelay, Munim Hemnei. So why don't we say that we believe them over here because, right, meaning that they were just having a casual conversation and then they should be believed in this instance. So Mar says, Hani Mile Bim Milsa Delo Shaichaba. That's only in issues where they don't take pride in doing that. Avala Milsa De Shaichaba. Things that they take pride in doing, like killing and executing. Avde Lachzuke Shikrayu. They're willing to speak and even lie in order to, you know, aggrandize their killing ability or their executional abilities. So since this is something that they would boast about, so therefore we do not believe, even Messiah Letumo, we have to be suspect that he might be lying because, especially for an executioner, like Rashi says, it's an executioner, that's his pride and joy. How many people has he killed? Right? So we can't believe him when he says, I killed that guy. Right, and as if even if a Beis Din Shel Chachamim, possibly that Hariga is something, or they're carrying out the din for them is something that they would boast about, and therefore we cannot believe them in that instance. Now, Ikud Amrei, there's another lashon in Rabbi Yosef. Okay, this was the first lashon of Rabbi Yosef that says our Mishnah is Beis Din Shel Yisrael. Now, the next lashon says just the opposite. Ikud Amrei, I'm Rabbi Yosef, lo shnai lo beis din shel ovdei kochavim. This, our Mishnah is a case where it's a non-Jewish Beis Din. In that case, we are suspect, even when he's been taken out to execute it, whether he's still alive or dead. Of a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, when it comes to a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, Kevin Danofik Le Dedina Le Katla, Katli Le. Once they have a Gemar Din that he's going to die, they kill him. So you're going to say to me, what? What are you going to do with the Mishnah on Sanhedrin that says, what? We look out for his chus, Shema Yelamed Alav's chus. So both Rashi and Tosfos over here says lo shchiach. That's not a common occurrence. Is that not a common occurrence? When the Beis Din Shel Yisrael makes a Gemar Din, when they have a Psak Halacha, that usually stands. So therefore we can assume he's dead. If they give a Gemar Din, we can assume he's dead. As opposed to that, a non-Jewish court, when they give a Gemar Din, and they're taking him out to execute it, we're not certain that it will be carried out. What about the fact they might see a schus for him? If they had a schus to find, they would have found it before the Gemar Din. But the Gemar Din, but after the Gemar Din, they already don't find a schus. And again, the problem with that mission I told you in Sanhedrin, Rashi and Tosfos say that's a lo shchiach. That's not a common occurrence. So lema misayile. So let's say that this is a proof. This mission in Sanhedrin is a benefit. Right? These Adim come along and say that he was already, right, Nigmar Dino in another Beis Din to be dying, and we don't worry about the schus. We assume that he's ready to be put to death. So Harizayaraik, he gets killed right away. So that sounds exactly like Rav Yosef's position, that when a Beis Din Shel Yisrael has a Gemar Din, that's over. So Gemara says, no, that can't be approved. Dilma Boreach Shiny. Right, so now it's the opposite. Dilma Boreach Shiny comes to say, well, it's not approved to Rav Yosef's statement because maybe this is an exceptional case because he ran away, and therefore he lost his chazakah, or because he's running away, he already lost his ability to get a schus. So Tashma, another proof possibly. Shoma mi Beis Din Shel Yisrael shoma mi ish ploni mate. Ish ploni nera, guess you with ishto. So this is exactly like what Yosef says. When you hear it from a Beis Din Israel, right, then we believe them that it's done, right? What's my mate to my nerag? Ilam mate mamash nerag mamash. If he was killed, right, literally killed and literally put to death, the kavatei gabeil dechama myla yusiyut ishto. By the non-Jewish court, why can't we believe them? Akaim alon kol mesiach lefitu mohem enu mehemnei. Like, Elalav, what's the case? Mate yotzei lamut. Mate means that he's being taken out to be executed. Ne'arag yotzei le'arag, he's being taken out to be killed. Tani be'beis din shel yisrael yisiyut ishto. And by beis din shel you marry his wife off. So that's exactly like what Rav Yossi says. As soon as when the beis din yisrael is sending it out to be executed, it's over. Once the gemara din, once you have it psaked in, we're done by a beis din shel yisrael. So this will support his position. So gemara says no. The olam mate mamash v'ne'arag mamash. No, the case there in that price so is that he literally died or he was killed. The kavatei gab de ov de chamem amaylo by ov de chamem. Why not? Va'akaim elon de chomesiach lepitumah emunim hemne. Right. So that we said. Why don't we believe in that case? So hani mile be milta lo shaychba. That's again a case where it's not something they take pride in. But milta de shaychba avde lachzuke shikrayu. Cases where they something they take pride in or they were willing to boast about. Then we cannot believe them because even in casual conversation they will tend to lie in order to strengthen their. Right, their stature in these areas of being a great killers or a great gomrei dinim. All right, so those are the two lashonot of Rav Yosef. Right, in one lashon of Rav Yosef, the first lashon of Rav Yosef, he says that when it comes to a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, when they go out to be executed, it's a done deal. And we say that they're not bribed because once the Gemar Din is put into place, they don't get bribed after that point. And we assume that he was executed, whereas a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, there's a possibility that they will be find a schus for him and they will reverse the din. That's the first lashon of. That's the first lashon, and we said that even if we had a Beis Din or non-Jews that were speaking the feet tumo, they're not believed because of this problem. The second lashon of Rabbi Yosef, we said no, that when a Beis Din Shel Yisrael has a Gemar Din, it's a done deal because if they were going to find him as chus, they would have already found it beforehand. Once there's a Gemar Din, he's going to have to be executed. It's a done deal. Beis Din Shel Bichavim, they changed their mind. Maybe they could be bribed. Whatever the situation is, that might be changed, and therefore it's not a guarantee that he'll be executed. So then we tried to bring proofs. All the questions we had in the previous, you know, Gemara on Rav Yosef's position, we tried to bring proofs from them. And again, we reject those proofs because we say in each of these cases they might be exceptional cases.